The Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Alhaji Rashid Belpour, says Parliament will be able to accommodate more MPs if the number of constituencies is increased. Alhaji Belpour was reacting to government's decision to increase the number of districts. He told Radio Ghana that no matter the circumstances, Parliament must find a way to deal with any increase. Alhaji Belpour also announced that work on Job 600, which is supposed to serve as office accommodation for the lawmakers, will be completed by March next year. He spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
At the moment, I can say yes and no. Yes, because there is a possibility of adjusting to create more space. And we can accommodate them if the will is there. And I know the will will be there because it's a national obligation, it's a constitutional obligation that at a certain point in time, considering the numbers of people, the population of people, and the space between constituencies, when they fall within two districts, the constitution provides that the new constituency should be provided. So if that obligation is followed, then we will ensure that there will be enough space in Parliament to accommodate increasing numbers of MPs.
At this time, will you advise that new seats be created? Because we know that Parliament is grappling with a lot of infrastructure challenges. MPs don't have office space and all that. Will you advise the creation of new seats in Parliament?
It is only constitutional that we should do what we are doing now. Once the constitution stipulates it, we must have the willingness and we have to go the extra length in assuring that we do what is required by law. We will not be looking at whether there's space or not. We'll be looking at the will to do it. And I know that once we have the will to do it, we can always provide the resources to provide extra space. But just to let you know also, at the moment, we have the Job 600 office complex near completion. Hopefully by March, all 230 members plus will have offices in Parliament, and that will solve the problem of MPs not having offices. And beyond that is the fact that we can create more space inside the chamber itself to accommodate new members of Parliament.
On elections in Liberia, Alhaji Belpour commended the people of Liberia for peaceful polls, saying it is an indication that they've learned from the bitter civil war. Alhaji Belpour also commented on reports that the UK government has threatened to withdraw aid to Ghana if the rights of homosexuals are not respected.
It's about respect of human rights and the rule of law. If there are provisions in our constitution or within our laws that has given them the rights, we should not deny any human being of those rights. And that if people make a choice about their lives and it is not against the laws of the land, you don't threaten them and wreak havoc on them. When you do that, you would have been violating the fundamental rights of those people. And so it is important that those rights are respected. And they are just simply saying that if we become intolerant to our own citizens because we don't like who they are, then they will be withdrawing support for Ghana. But I think that Ghana, so far, so good, has demonstrated that we respect the rights of citizens, respect our constitutions, the rule of law prevails in our everyday lives, and we are happy and confident that it will not come to a point when the British government will say that they are withdrawing any aid to Ghana.
Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Rashid Belpour, talking to Bubu Klinugu.